请弟兄姊妹们翻到哥罗西书第一章。
I ask brothers and sisters to turn to Colossians chapter 1.
我们要从十四节开始来念一念。
We will read starting from verse 14.
一直把这一章念完。
Until the end of this chapter.
还不用不着念完。
we don't have to read it to the end.
念到二十三节。
We'll read it until verse 23.
弟兄姊妹找到就请看我们念。
If you have found it, if you found it, let's read it.
十四节开始。
Starting with verse 14.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎。罪过得以赦免，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
Starting with verse 13, For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in heavens and on earth,visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，就借着他叫万有，无论是天上的、无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
Starting with verse 18, He is also head of the body, the church, and He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.So that he himself will come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven.
你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动，失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传与普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
Verse 21, And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach.If indeed you continue in the faith firmly established and steadfast and not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation through, under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister.
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
在哥罗西书的里面，神一面是把当日哥罗西教会所遇到的难处让我们知道。
In the book of Colossians, on one hand, the Lord made known to us the difficulties those that was faced by the church in Coloss.
同时也是借着当日哥罗西教会所遇到的难处, 让以后各个世代里边的教会也看见, 跟随主的路该是怎样来走。
On the other hand, through the difficulties that were faced by the Colossian church, the Lord also showed the path for churches in the following generation.
所以当保罗听到哥罗西教会的那个难处的时候,
So therefore, when Paul heard of the difficulties in the church in Colossians,
他里头就有一个很重的负担, 为着他们来仰望神。
So he had a heavy burden in him to look to the Lord.
也有一个非常 强烈的催促让他要和哥罗西弟兄姊妹们有一些的交通。
And he had this strong urge to have fellowship with the brothers and sisters in the Colossian church.
一面是要叫他们脱离那个难处的搞扰。
On one hand, it is to free them from the distraction of these difficulties.
更重要的是让他们知道在神面前的路是该怎么走。
But more importantly, it is to show them how to walk the path before the Lord.
所以在保罗的祷告的里面, 他特别指出一个事情, 就是说, 我要你们能满心的知道神的旨意。
So in his prayer, he especially said that I want you to know the fullness of the knowledge of God.
你怎么能满心知道神的旨意呢?
How can you know the will of the Lord with your whole heart?
那是不可能借着人的理智或者思想来寻找到的。
It is not something that you can seek with the rationale or logic of a human mind.
所以保罗非常清楚地给他们指出一个问题。
So Paul clearly pointed out a problem to them.
你要认识神的旨意，要满心地知道神的旨意。
To know, to have the full knowledge of His will.
必须是在一切的属灵的智慧和悟性上面苏醒过来。
You have to be awakened in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
因为如果我们那个属灵的悟性，或者说我们那个属灵的那个智慧没有给提起来的话。
If our spiritual wisdom or spiritual understanding has not been lifted up,
要用人的思想去寻找,
and we seek with a human logic,
要在人的那个想象的里边去确定,
to ascertain with the imagination, with the mind of a human,
那没有条件得着结果的,
then you will not receive any results.
所以要满心知道神的旨意，那必须灵里边要苏醒。
So therefore, to have the full knowledge of His will, the Spirit has to be awakened.
要寻求在属灵上面的那个灵的苏醒。
We have to seek this a spiritual awakening.
让那个赐人智慧和启示的灵在我们的里面做工，开我们里头的眼睛。
We have to allow the Spirit that gives wisdom and revelation to work in us.
那这样我们就知道什么是神的旨意。
Then we know what is the will of God.
我们就领会神的旨意，那个完整的安排是怎么一回事。
Then we understand what is the full arrangement of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我这样说。
Forgive me for saying this, brother.
因为我们人，包括我自己在里头，我们
All people, including myself, will walk this path.
当我们一提到神的旨意的时候,
Whenever we mention the will of God,
我们立刻的反应就是主的工作怎么在我们的中间能给做的有成职，有给别的人来炫目的那表现。
We automatically react with how can the work of God be done on us? How can the work of God be done on us for others to see? We admit that it's a very natural reaction.
因为你说你知道神的旨意，你是在那里执行神的旨意。
Because
你给我们看到什么是神的旨意？
How do you see what is the will of God?
那你要人看见的话，那定规是说，你做出一些成绩来啊。
If you want others to see, then you have to act. You have to have deeds that others can see.
啊，你显出一些果效来啊。
You have to show some results.
这是很自然也很合理的。
It's very natural, very logical.
如果我们摆在人的事业的上面来看的话，你绝对逃不了这样的要求。
You cannot escape this requirement if you look at it from the work of men.
但是我们感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
他在我们属他的人身上的带领却不是这样。
The guidance he has on those of us who belong to him is not this way.
因为神的旨意如果要用工作的反 表明、要那个事业的范围来扩充的话，那神自己就能完成这一切。
If the will of God is to expand the work or the career that we have, then God can do it by himself.
用不着人在那里劳劳碌碌的。
He doesn't need men to diligently work.
但是我们从神的话里头能看见一件事情。
But through the words of God, we can see one thing.
神心里面在他所要做的工作的里面，他顶重要的一件事情是要得着人。
That the most important thing in the work of God is for him to gain men.
是得着人做什么呢？
It is to gain men to do what?
要得着人去认识他。
To have men to know him.
不单是认识他。
Not only to know him.
并且是承认他是至高的权柄。
But also to admit that he is the utmost authority.
然后就服在他的权柄的 里面，活在他的心意里。
And then to submit under his authority and to abide in his will.
那因此当我们要看到神的旨意的时候，
So therefore, when we want to see the will of God,
我们不是从工作的层面去看，
We shouldn't look at it from the work.
我们也不是 从那个事业成功或者是不成功去看，
We also shouldn't look at it from the success of the career.
神要我们去看的是我们知道神心里所想的是什么。
What God wants us to see is for us to know what he is thinking.
神心里所要的是什么？
What does his heart want?
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
保罗就在这里把神的心意向我们打开了。
Paul here opened to us the will of God.
他说你们要满心的知道神的旨意。
He said that if you want to have the full knowledge of his will,
借着赐人智慧和启示的灵来接受神的旨意。
To accept the will of God through the Spirit that gives wisdom and
revelation. 那神的旨意究竟是什么呢？
Then what is the will of God?
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们读下去的时候，我们就很清楚看到了。
When we continue to read, we see clearly.
神的旨意是要叫我们活出一个光景和神对我们的呼召完全配得上来的那一个样子。
He wants us to live in a state that is completely worthy, completely aligned with his calling for us.
所以那里他就是说要叫我们活在一个对得起主的那样的光景。
He wants us to live in a state that is worthy of the Lord.
那怎么说是对得起主的那个光景呢？
How do we live in a state that would be worthy of the Lord?
你留意保罗在那里轻微淡写的来提了一点事。
Paul here mentioned a few things.
头一件就叫我们多知道神。
The first is for us to know more about God.
知道神是谁。
To know who is God.
知道神和我们的关系。
To know the relationship between us and God.
因此呢，就带出一个这样的反应。
And then it brings out a reaction.
就照着他荣耀的全能。
That according to his glorious authority.
无论你碰到什么的事情，你都很有能力去承担。
That no matter what you encounter, you have the ability to withhold.
不单是有能力去承担，
Not only do you have the ability to withstand,
并且是欢喜欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
But also to joyfully tolerate and endure.
啊，天大的难处压过来。
That no matter how difficult it is.
极其沉重的那种心思上的混乱显出来。
The extremely difficult, the confusion emotionally.
都不能叫我里面那个平安和喜乐减轻一点点。
It will not diminish the joy and the peace from inside.
那弟兄姊妹们，神要让我们明白他的旨意。
God wants us to understand His will.
那当我们真的是接触到神那个旨意。
And when we touch upon the will of God,
我们整个人也被神的旨意来摸着的话，
and our entire being is touched by God's will.
弟兄姊妹，你会发觉没有什么事情可以骚扰我们的。
Then you will see, brothers and sisters, nothing can disturb us.
简单的说一点嘛。
To put it simply,
最近这些日子，不是那个金融风暴把好多人都刮的翻天覆地吗？
Recently, the financial crisis, the financial storm has blown many people, has blown over many people.
我想我们弟兄姊妹们当中也多多少少会受一点影响。
I believe brothers and sisters would also be impacted by this.
但弟兄姊妹们，你可以留意一件事。
But brothers and sisters, you can pay attention to one thing.
我们不敢相信我们自己已经属灵到一个地步，任凭那些金融的风暴在我们周围刮来刮去，我们没有一点感觉。
We do not dare to say that we are so spiritual that no matter how the financial storm blows, that we are completely unaffected by it.
但是你和你周围那些不是信主的人来做一个比较。
But if you compare with those around you who do not believe in the Lord,
你会发觉一个不同的地方在那里。
Then you will find a difference.
我们也许是给他摇动一下。
Perhaps we are shaken by it.
心思里边乱了一乱。
That in our, we are confused inside.
对前途的忧虑也许也在那里走了一下。
And the hope for the future is also shaken.
但是好快，对我们来说，外面的风浪依然是那么大，但是我们里面的平静却是很稳定。
But quickly you will see that no matter what the storm is like on the outside, we have peace inside.
那弟兄姊妹们，这样的一个光景怎么可能会发生在我们的身上呢？
This state, how can it occur on us?
你没办法不承认，那是因为我们是乐意把自己放在神的旨意里面去活。
You cannot but admit that we are willing to live in His will.
从表面上来说
，On the surface，
我们活在神的旨意里。
We are abiding in His will.
那神叫我得福或者是受祸，那我都没有什么意见。
That I have no complaint whether God brings blessing or suffering.
因为神是那样定义，虽然我不明白为什么要发生在我身上，但是我知道他所定规的绝对是把最好的给我。
Even though I do not know why this is happening, but I believe that what He has established, what He has set is best for me.
眼前我看不见那个好处。
Right now, I cannot see the benefit.
但是我真知道那个结果是叫我进入更大的好处。
But I trust that the result is for me to enter into even a greater blessing.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们真的是满心知道神的旨意，那么我们对神旨意的反应是不是就是这么一点点呢？
If we have the full knowledge of His will, then is our reaction to His will just this much?
显然就不是。
Then obviously it is not.
那既然不是的话，那满心知道神的旨意，那个神的旨意究竟是什么？
And then if that's not the case, then the full knowledge of God's will, what is it?
不是我今天该做什么事，我明天该去什么地方。
It is not what I'm supposed to do today and where am I supposed to go tomorrow.
那是什么呢?
Then what is it?
那弟兄姊妹们,
then
我们把神的话语念下去的时候, 你就很清楚地看到一个事实了。
When you continue to read the word of the Lord, then you will see very clearly a truth, a fact.
神的旨意乃是神的儿子。
That the will of God is the Son of God.
满心知道神的旨意就是满心知道神的儿子。
To have the full knowledge of His will is to have the full knowledge of His Son.
我们是充充满满的去知道、去认识、去经历神的儿子。
We are abundantly, completely filled inside to know His Son.
什么时候我们经历了神的儿子？
Whenever we experience the Son of God.
认识了神的儿子。
To know the Son of God.
很自然的，你就产生那个里边那个力上加力的那个事实。
Then you will experience that inside, the strength upon strength, the truth of that.
很自然的，你就活在一个满心喜悦的那个情形的底下。
Very naturally, you will live in a state of full joy.
啊，任凭那个好像诗篇说的，任凭那左边有多少的暗箭飞来，右边有多少的火箭飞来，我都不惧怕。
That I will not fear, no matter how many swords are flying around.
啊，我也不致扑倒。
And I will not fall.
因为这一些事情我都不担心，因为我是活在神的旨意里。
I do not worry about these things because I live within the will of God.
那好，我们回到哥罗西的那个主题的内容上面去。
Now let us return to the theme, the focus of Colossians.
那我们说，神的旨意就是神的儿子。
We say that the will of God is the Son of God.
那么神的儿子是怎么样的一个儿子呢？
Then what kind of a son is the Son of God?
他跟我们的关系又是一个怎么样的关系呢？
What kind of relationship does he have with us?
当然弟兄姊妹们，在我们信主一直到现在，我们对我们的主的认识，你说没有，那是假的。
For all the days that we have believed in the Lord, to say that we don't have the knowledge, that's false.
你说我们要完全的认识神的儿子，那也不是真的。
But to say that we have the full knowledge for the Son of God, that is also not true.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank our God.
虽然我们在神的面前，对神的那个整个的安排，还有一段的距离。
Even though before our Lord, to understand His, we're still distant from the full understanding of His plan.
但是在神的心思里，他的确是很乐意的，把他的儿子毫无保留的显明给我们去认识。
But in God's will, He does not hold anything back in revealing His Son to us.
那所以，当圣灵用着保罗继续在那里向哥罗西的弟兄姊妹们交通的时候。
When the Holy Spirit was having fellowship with the brothers and sisters,
他就说了，感谢神啊，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Then he said that thanks to the Lord that together with all the saints we can receive the inheritance.
那怎么能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业呢？
Then how do we receive the inheritance together with
all the saints? 我们怎么能成为众圣徒当中的一个呢？
How do we become one of the saints?
这个就是一个关键。
That is key.
所以接下去圣灵借着保罗就这样说了。
So then following that, the Holy Spirit through
Paul. 让我们去认识爱子是怎么的一位爱子。
For us to know what is this, who is this beloved son?
所以说他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
It says that he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of God.
我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
那这都是我们经历过的事。
These are all things that we have experienced.
但是我们经历过这些事情，我们很少会把它连上爱子这一个事实。
But through our experience, we rarely connect it with the fact of the beloved Son.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说弟兄姊妹你没有把跟神的儿子有连结。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that you're not connected to the Son of God.
这里的话是说，你不单是跟神的儿子有连结，并且那位神的儿子是神的爱子。
But here it says that you're not only connected to the Son of God, but the Son is His beloved Son.
那可以说是程度上面的那一个不一样。
The difference is in the degree.
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
那弟兄姊妹，今天我们都是神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, today we are all sons of God.
但是你有没有胆量说，我们今天也是神的爱子？
But then do you dare to say today that we are the beloved Son of God?
我们承认我们是神所爱的。
We admit that we are loved by God.
但是在实际的关系上面和那个地位上面，我们能否说我们也是神的爱子呢？
But in that relationship, in the status, can we say that we are also His beloved Son?
不但是我们在经历上不敢说这个话，
Not only do we not dare to say it in our experience,
我们在神的话里头也没有找到这样的应许。
We do not have this promise through His word.
说到我们成为神的儿子的时候，我们是众子。
When we say that we are the Son of God, we are His sons.
说到神的爱子的时候，只有一个。
Then when we talk about His beloved Son, it's singular.
用什么你看到这里面的区别了？
Do you see this difference?
当我们的主在地上的时候，
When our Lord was in this world,
他一再给父神指着他来做见证。
He continued to testify for the Heavenly Father.
这是我的爱子。
To say that this is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
弟兄姊妹们，你特别注意，父在那里在印证一件事情，做一个。是我的爱子。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. The Father continuously testified that this is my beloved Son.
感谢我们的神。
Thank our Lord.
虽然我们没有可能成为神的爱子。
Even though it is impossible for us to become
His beloved Son. 但是神却做了一个事情。
But God has done one thing.
他把我们这些称为众子的人放在他的爱子的里边。
He put those of us who are called His sons, He placed us in His beloved Son.
我们也成为神的众子，是因着这位爱子。
The reason we can become His sons is
我们在神面前蒙爱，也是因着这位爱子。
The reason we have received love, it is because of this beloved Son.
是当我们读到主自己的话说，他救我们脱离那个黑暗的权势。
So when we read the words that He has rescued us from the domain of darkness,
把我们牵到爱子的国里,
and transferred us to the kingdom of His
beloved Son, 弟兄姊妹，这就是一个非常非常大的恩典。
This is a great blessing.
也是一个非常非常大的神迹。
It is also a great miracle.
因为我们就是出于尘土的亚当的后代。
Because those of us who come from dust, the descendants of Adam,
竟然给放进爱子的国里。
We are now placed in the kingdom of the beloved Son.
我不想再这一次说到我们在爱子的国里头是怎么一回事。
This time, I do not want to talk about what is it like to be in the kingdom of the beloved Son.
但是我也不能不要沾一沾这一个边，让弟兄姊妹们能很准确的领会那是什么一回事。
But I also cannot not touch upon it so that you can correctly understand it.
那弟兄姊妹们，当我们被迁到神爱子的国里的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we are transferred into the kingdom of His beloved Son,
上面不是说的了，我们在光明中与众圣徒一同承受那个基业吗？
Right before it says that we are to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
我们怎么能与众圣徒在光明中去承受那个基业呢？
How do we share the inheritance with the saints in
light? 那个基业又是什么一回事呢？
What is this inheritance?
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有看到神继续在这里向我们说话，
If we do not see how the Lord continues to speak to us,
我们实在是很朦胧啊。
Then we are very confused.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
当他进一步给我们看见。
When he goes a step further,
当他在我们身上显明他的旨意的时候,
when he shows his will on us,
他首先是让我们去认识他的爱子,
first he wants us to know his beloved son.
他让我们看见我们蒙恩得救乃是一个事实, 从黑暗的权势里头出来, 而进入爱子的国里。
He showed us that our salvation by grace is a fact, that it takes us from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved son.
你说这有什么稀奇吗?
You say, what's so strange and what's so rare about this?
不过就是从这一个权势里头转移到另外的一个权柄的底下嘛。
It is to go from one domain into another.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们很 浮浅的这样来领会的话，是的确就是一个位置的转移。
If we understand this so shallowly, that then true, it is just a transfer of the position.
但是如果我们往深处去领会一下的时候，
but if we go deeper,
你很清楚地看到那个完全不一样的，
then you will see clearly the difference.
我简单地说一下就好。
I will simply explain it.
如果按照我们亲身的经历来说,
if we use our personal experience,
我们在一个国里,
we are in one kingdom.
比方说,
for example,
一些弟兄姊妹从台湾来到美国,
some brothers and sisters come from Taiwan to the US.
一些弟兄姊妹从别的地方来到美国,
some brothers and sisters come from other places to the US.
那么你在美国里边,
but in the US,
你要有什么的动作呢?
Then what do you do?
当然你可以在美国寻求一个比较安定的生活。
Of course you can seek a more steady life in the US.
但是另一方面呢,
on the other hand,
你没有办法不要承担在美国生活的责任。
You cannot but take on the responsibility of living in the US.
首先一个责任就是你必须要上税。
The first responsibility is that you have to pay tax.
我想弟兄姊妹每年四月份以前，我们都在那里有一点的烦恼，就是报税了。I think
brothers and sisters, right before April, we all have the trouble of filing for tax.
尤其是还是碰不碰那个政治的事，如果一个。 不同的政党上台的时候,
I will not touch on the politics. When a different party comes into power,
有人就担心这个政党上台, 我们又要加税了。
Then some people would worry that if this party comes into power, then my tax will go up.
有人也会想到, 如果不是这个上的话, 我们从别的地方, 我们也是一样要付出很多我们的劳力了所得着的那个报酬了。
Then some people will think, even if we don't pay tax here, we also have to pay in other places the fruits of our labor.
如果是年轻人的话,
if you're a young person,
现在当然, 不是暂时, 如果暂时的话呢, 你又马上就要碰到, 哦, 你要负担那个征, 接受那个征兵的那个任义务了。
Perhaps not immediately, but you may get drafted to be a soldier.
许许多多的事情摆在那里,
many things are there.
你进入一个国度, 你就不单是在那里享用那个国度有的一些, 好处。
When you enter into a country, not only do you enjoy the benefits of that country,
但是你没有办法逃脱你在那一个国家的里边要负上的责任,
but you cannot escape the responsibilities in that country.
那这是在地上的邦国的光景。
Then that is the state in this world.
这是我们每一个人多多少少你都有的经历。
Then that is something that each one of us experience.
但是神把我们牵进爱子的国里呢,
but when God transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved son,
弟兄姊妹们，你看到一件事情,
then brothers and sisters, you will see one thing.
当我们被牵到神的国，神爱子的国里的时候, 这个话是跟在上头, 在光明中同得基业是连在一起的。
Then you will see that transfer into the kingdom of his beloved son is related to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
那么这个在光明中同得基业究竟是怎么一回事呢？
Then what does it mean to share in the inheritance?
比如说我不想扯得太远。
I don't want to go very far.
其实刚才我说的那些话也是说了多的了。
The words that I just said, they're extra.
我特别要指出就是说，如果我们被牵进爱子的国里，
What I want to say is that when we are transferred into the kingdom of his beloved son,
你会发觉一个极大的不同。
You will find a tremendous difference.
在爱子的国里，你承受就是承受。
In the kingdom of his beloved son, if you inherit, then you have the inheritance.
并且你承受到一个什么地步呢？
And you inherit to what state?
你承受到一个地步是无限的，可以。
It is an infinite inheritance.
甘心情愿的付出。
That it is an infinite inheritance that you are willing to pay for.
啊，我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
过去在我们中间一个姊妹从另外一个地方来到美国。
We had a sister among us who came from somewhere else in the U.S.
她头一年要上税的时候。
The first year she has to pay tax.
她感谢神。
She thanked the Lord.
因为她是一生里边头一次要交税。
Because it was the first time she had to pay tax.
她以前是在一个国家里边是不用交税的。
She used to live in a country where there was no tax.
但是她。来到美国就头一次交税。
And when she came to the U.S., it was the first time she paid tax.
她在弟兄姊妹的交通很高兴。
And brothers and sisters were having this great fellowship.
高兴什么呢？
So what was so joyful?
她说感谢主，她让我可以交税。
She said, thank the Lord that he allowed me to pay tax.
虽然她交了税，但是说她神让我得着，我能有税可以交出去。
Even though I have to pay tax, I am grateful that God has given me the tax to be able to pay.
当然，我们姊妹心里面所想到就是说
，Of course, our sister in her heart was thinking.
从前她很努力的工作，她只能温饱。
Before she would work hard and she would barely be able to have food and shelter.
虽然那个国家没有让她交税。
Even though that country did not ask her to pay tax.
但是她生活并不是很充裕了。
But she was not living in prosperity.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord. She said,
我现在生活里边很充裕，绰绰有余，交了税，我还是很丰富。
She said, I am living in prosperity now. Even after paying tax, I have extra.
当然，这个是从一个感恩的心里面所出来的那领会。
Of course, this is an understanding from a gracious heart.
但是你留意到，把神把我们迁到他爱子的国里，那一个实质显出来的时候，我们真的会很惊讶的。
But pay attention when the essence is shown through the transferring to the kingdom of his beloved son.
弟兄姊妹，你可以这样领会。
You can understand it this way.
我们被迁到爱子的国里。
We have been transferred to the kingdom of
his beloved son. 那爱子国里边所有的一切就是你所有的。
Then everything in the kingdom of his beloved son belongs to you.
因为从上面的话说，你们与众圣徒同得基业。
Because from the previous verse it says to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
从底下的话来说，就是你在爱子的国里。
Then the next verse says that in the kingdom of his beloved son.
你怎么能在爱子的国里呢？
How can you be in the kingdom of his
beloved son? 因为你先在爱子里。
Because you first were in the beloved son.
你成了爱子的组成的一个部分，好像。
It's almost as if you become a composition of the beloved.
当然，这是一个属灵的奥秘，我们没办法用物质的那个观念来体会的来。
Of course, this spiritual mystery we cannot use the material world to understand.
但是我们很清楚的晓得。
But we clearly know.
我们进到爱子的国里。
As we enter into the kingdom of the
beloved. 我们是在爱子里。
We are in the beloved.
爱子所有的一切就是我的一切。
Then all things that belong to the beloved son also belong to you.
弟兄姊妹，有没有留意到这一点？
Have you paid attention to that?
就是说，神的爱子有的是什么，你的就是什么。
Whatever belongs to the beloved son of God, it also belongs to you.
弟兄姊妹，你还有一件事情你要留意到的。
There's one other thing you have to pay attention to.
你怎么进到爱子的国里的？
How do you enter into the kingdom of his beloved son?
弟兄姊妹，你是两手空空的进到爱子的国里的。
You entered into the kingdom with two empty hands.
你不是带着你许许多多的丰富进入爱子的国里的。
You did not bring an abundance into the kingdom.
我们进入爱子的国里，乃是因为我们知道我们什么都不是。
The reason why we can enter into the kingdom of the beloved son is because we know that we are nothing. We don't have anything.
但是神的怜悯借着爱子的救赎把我们放在爱子的里面。
But God's mercy through his beloved son has placed us in the kingdom.
那爱子的所有就成了我们的所有。
Then all that belong to the beloved son also now belong to us.
弟兄姊妹，我想用五比二鱼借一个比方，借一个神迹来做一个比方吧。
I want to make an analogy through the five bread and two fish story.
那当那几千人在那里聚会，
when thousands of people were gathered,
三天在那里，
three days,
没吃没喝的，
that there was no food and no drink,
他们受不了。
They couldn't take it anymore.
我们的主也知道他们受不了。
And our Lord knew that they couldn't take it anymore.
他就告诉门徒说，
He said to the disciples,
这些人没有吃没有喝已经三天在这了。
He said, these people has been going without food or drink for three days.
你们去给他们吃吧。
Feed them.
弟兄姊妹们，稀奇不稀奇？
Brothers and sisters, how strange is that?
难道那时候三天在哪里门徒吃得饱饱吗？
Was it that for three days that the disciples had food?
门徒也根本没有受到那个时间的那一个压迫，他们不会感觉饥饿吗？
Were the apostles not constrained by time and hunger?
众人怎么饥渴，门徒也一样的饥渴。
How were all those other people hungry and thirsty? So were the apostles.
但是主说，你们给他们吃。
But the Lord said, you feed them.
拿什么给他们吃？
To feed them with what?
如果他们有吃的，他们也不致饥饿了。
If they had food, then they wouldn't be hungry.
什么就说我们拿什么去给他们吃呢？
And the apostle said, "What shall we feed them?"
三十两银子买的东西也不够他们吃呢。
Even if we had 30 silvers, we couldn't feed them.
主就说了。
Then the Lord said,
那你们当中有多少？
Then what do you have?
也就说，这里有个小孩子，他有五个饼，两条鱼。
And then one of the apostles said, there's a kid here who has five bread and two fish.
门徒就说了，就一点点拿给那么许多人吃，算是什么呢？
And then the apostle said, this little food, how can we feed so many people?
感谢神，你就看到了。
So we thank our Lord that you see. 但
是五个饼五两个鱼放在主手里的时候，
when those five bread and two fish were in the hand of our Lord,
几千人吃饱了，
then feed 1,000 people.
还剩下十二个篮子的剩余。
And then there were 12 baskets of leftover.
这说出什么事情来？
What does it say?
我们平常读这个五饼二鱼，只是留意我们的主在地上行了这样的一个神迹。
When we read about the five bread and two fish, we only pay attention to the fact that the Lord performed a miracle on earth.
但是主怜悯我们的话，我们会更进一步看到，这个就是国度的缩影。
If the Lord has mercy on us, then we will see that this is the kingdom.
什么国度的缩影？
How is this a symbol of the kingdom?
神做了我们的满足。
That God became our satisfaction.
神做了我们的供应。
That God became our provision.
神就成了我们的丰富。
That God became our fullness.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
如果我们真知道什么叫做被牵到爱子的国里，
If we know what it means to be transferred into the
kingdom, 你就晓得我们这些人在神面前所承受的那个光明中的基业是怎么的一回事。
Then you will know the inheritance in light, what that is.
那弟兄姊妹，我们这样看，我们离不开当时哥罗西教会的难处。
When we look at it this way, we cannot step away from the difficulties that the Colossian church was facing.
当时哥罗西的难处就是用自己的办法来进入，很难给他一个话了， 就是说，姑且说进入那个属天的丰富吧。
That we it's hard to explain, but the people in Colossae were trying to use their own way to enter into God.
那这圣灵在这里说的话，正好就对着那些要用自己的办法要进入属天的丰富的人来做一个提醒呢。
Then these words here is a reminder for those people who want to use their own way to enter into the fullness of heaven.
人又真的是进到属天的丰富，只有借着爱子来做成这件事。
Because we can only enter into the fullness of the heaven through the beloved Son.
所以接下去就引出一个好大的问题来了。
So then what follows is a great problem.
爱子是谁？
Who is the beloved Son?
爱子做了什么事情？
What did the beloved son do?
他有这样大的能力，有这样大的度量，能来包括这一切。
That he has, what did he do? That he has such great power and capacity that he can include all of these.
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
接下去，弟兄姊妹们，你就看到。
What continues, you will see.
神在这里从。爱子的所事和爱子的所作来给我们那个很深刻很完整的交通。
Then through who is the Son and what did the Son do? God has gave us a very deep and complete understanding.
那我们特别找几个点来看。
We will focus on a few points.
那当那里提到他救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们牵到他爱子的国里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
It says that for he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins.
一切是借着爱子来完成。
All things were completed through the beloved son.
那爱子是谁呢？
Then who is the beloved son?
爱子是怎样的呢？
Then what is the beloved son like?
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
在这里，圣灵就借着保罗说了。
Then the Holy Spirit spoke through Paul.
头一件事情就是说，爱子就是神的形象。
The first thing is that the beloved son is the image of God.
那这是说的，爱子就是神。
It is to say that the beloved son is God.
神是怎样的，爱子就是怎样的。
What God is like, that is how what the beloved son is like.
因为他是神的形象。
Because he is the image of God.
在这里给我们就记得我们的主说到，子与父原为一。
Here it reminds us that Jesus said that the Son and the Father were of one.
我们又记得希伯来书那里说，这是子就是。神本体的真相。
And we also remembered in Hebrews, it said that the Son is the essence of the Father.
而我们也记得约翰福音上面所特别提到的那一个事实。
And then we also remember the truth spoken through the Gospel Book of John.
从来没有人见过神。
That no one has seen God.
唯有父怀里的独生子将他显明出表明出来。
He is only shown through the beloved son who is in his bosom.
你要认识神。
If you want to know God.
你要知道神是怎么样的。
If you want to know who God,
你没有办法从别的地方去寻找这一个条件去认识神。
There is no other place to find it.
你只有一个地方可以去认识神。
There is only one place to know God.
是什么地方呢？
And where is that place?
就是神的儿子。
And that is the Son of God.
你看到神的儿子，
When you see the Son of God,
你就看到神。
Then you will see God.
你看到神的儿子是如何，
You see how the Son of God is.
你就看见神是如何。
Then you will see how God is.
你要看神是公义的神。
If you want to see how God
is righteous God, 你怎么知道神是公义的神呢？
How do you know that God is righteous God?
你在爱子的所说的所做的，你就能领会神是怎样的一位公义的神。
Then from what the Son says and does, you will know how he is a just God.
圣洁是这样。
And holiness is
the same. 能力是这样。
And power is the same.
智慧是这样。
And wisdom is the same.
神所有的一切，他是透过神的儿子来发表在人的中间。
And all of God is manifested through his Son.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
We truly thank our Lord.
因为是这一位爱子乃是神自己的发表。
Because this beloved son is the representation of God himself.
这一个认识是非常非常重要的。
This understanding is very
important. 如果对着当时的多罗西弟兄姊妹们的难处。
Towards the difficulties of the Colossian brothers and sisters.
他们为什么就寻找律法来做那个依据呢？
Why were they looking in toward the law as evidence?
为什么他们要寻找那个人哲学思想来寻找神的呢那样的一个光景呢？
Why did they fall into a state where they were looking after the men's philosophy?
因为他们不认识神。
Because they did not know God.
他们也不知道神借着他的儿子来向人显明神的所赐。
And they also did not know that God has shown to men who he is through his son.
你要认识神。
If you want to know God.
你要接受神和人中间所要显明的一切事情。
And you want to accept all things shown between God and man.
只有一个方法。
There's only one way.
那个方法就是找到神的儿子。
And that way is to find the Son of God.
当然我们活在新约里面的人在这一方面是非常清楚的了。
Of course, for those of us who live in the New Testament, we're very clear.
因为有许多神的话语做应许给我们看到了。
Because the words of God has given us many promises.
而这些应许都能在我们身上成为我们的经历的。
And all of these promises can become experienced.
比方我们很熟悉的那主的一个应许。
For example, there's a very familiar promise.
是借着彼得宣告出来的。
And it was proclaimed through Peter.
除他以外别无拯救，因为在天上人间没有赐下别名，我们可以因他得救了。
That other than him, there is no salvation because in heaven and earth there is no other name that has been given.
那很清楚地指出一个事情。
It clearly points out.
如果你要寻找救恩，
if you are seeking salvation,
你不是在主以外就寻找。
You cannot seek it outside of the
Lord. 你不是从神儿子以外去寻找。
You cannot seek it outside of the Son.
你只能在神儿子里面去寻找。
You can only seek it within the Son.
你找到神的儿子，你就找到救恩。
If you find the Son of God, then you have found salvation.
你没有找到神的儿子，你就没办法找到救恩。
And if you have not found the Son of God, then you cannot find salvation.
甚至连什么是救恩你都不知道。
To a point that you don't even know what salvation is.
但是什么时候你找到神的儿子？
But whenever you find the Son of God, Then you have salvation.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
Now we thank and praise
our Lord. 不但是救恩是这样。
Not only salvation.
整个神的自己。
All of God himself.
都是借着神的儿子来向人发表。
It is all manifested to men through his son.
那人家就要问了。
So someone may have a question.
为什么爱子那么重要？
Why is this beloved son so important?
我们要注意了。
We have to pay attention.
神让他的爱子在那里给人认识。
That God has placed his beloved son there for men to
know. 我们回头说到刚才所说的，满心知道神的旨意。
When we turn back to know, to say, to have the full knowledge of his will.
我们说神的旨意就是神的儿子。
And we say that his will is his son.
那神的儿子是究竟有什么条件要叫我们接受他就是神的旨意？
Then what does the Son of God have that we have to accept him as God's will?
他根据什么要我们接受他就是神的旨意？
Based on what should we accept that he is the Son of he is the will of God?
就这么就是历史历代以来在人心思里面的一个好大的问题。
This is a great question in men's hearts throughout all generations.
我人怎么去想，神完全知道。
How many things God knows completely?
所以在哥罗西书里头来对付那些宗教的问题的时候，神就很清楚的把神儿子的所事和所做摆在那里。
So therefore, in the book of Colossians, God clearly showed who His Son is and what He is.
首先就给我们看到，神的爱子就是神形象的发表。
First, he showed us that the Son of God is the image of God.
接上去你就看到一个很重要的事实。
And then it shows a very important fact.
神的儿子是神所生的。
that the Son of God is born of God.
和整个物质世界里边的那个被造之物是有区别的。
He is differentiated from all things that were created in the universe.
那就是说到我们的主，他不是受造的。
It says that our Lord is not created.
他就是神的生命里边所分出来的。
He is a part of God's life.
是从神的生命里边生出来的。
He is born of the life of God.
这一个是我们思想里边又是一个困扰的地方。
And that is another obstacle in our mind.
而尤其是在最近这两三个世，三个世纪里边。
Especially in the past 2 to 3 centuries.
一些的那个所谓进化论所带出来的那一种思想，在人的心思里边很难很难接受这样的一个事实。
Especially through the idea of evolution, it is very difficult for men to accept.
说神怎么能生儿子呢？
He says, how can God born of a son?
如果神生儿子的话，那不是自己生自己吗？
If God gave birth to his son, then didn't he give birth to himself?
那这样的心思是扰乱了那几个世纪以来许许多多人的心思。
And this thought has disturbed the mind of many people for centuries.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank our Lord.
慢慢慢慢慢慢的。
Gradually.
神借着许许多多人又要在科学里边寻找没有神的证据。结果越早就越早出，你没有办法不接受神是一切的源头。
That through many, many people, and through people seeking evidence that there is no God, through that process, God has shown that you cannot but accept the fact that He is God.
尤其是我们现在生活在美国这个环境里边的。更多接触到这个面。
Especially for those of us who live in America, we touch upon this in many ways.
我不是研究自然科学的。
I'm not a natural scientist.
对自然科学的事情，我可以说是门外汉啊。
I'm an amateur when it comes to things of life science.
不过能看到一些事情，也值得我们去留心一下的。
But I see some things that are worthy for us to pay attention to.
那比方说，最近这几年，美国接二连三的在各个地方有些学区跟一些人有那个在法庭上的诉讼的事情嘛。
In many school districts, there are many incidents of that are being argued in court.
诉讼什么呢？
And what are they?
因为有一些学区，他们就说，在教的这个自然科学的课程的里边，不能只教进化论。
Because many school districts argue that in the study of life science, that you cannot only teach evolution.
必须也要把这个宇宙的来源是透过一个智慧的设计来完成的，这样的一个。说法
that you also have to teach intelligent design, that the universe is created through intelligence.
我想弟兄姊妹一提到那个智慧设计啊，对我们活在美国的人来说啊，应该是不是太陌生了。
And when we say intelligent design, it's not unfamiliar to those of us who live.
因为在这许许多多年的在科学里面的发现，他们就发现一个这样的一个事实。那么奇妙的一个宇宙里边的结构，如果不是出于一个智慧的设计，根本不可能存在。
Because in many many years of scientific study, people find that this such a wonderful universe that without intelligent design, it is impossible for it to exist.
那但是呢，这个事情在美国好些个地方发生那个法庭上的控告，那结果我们不说了。
So I won't talk about the results of all these arguments in court.
但是弟兄姊妹，你就晓得为什么从完全给进化论这一种的说法控制了两三个世纪的那个科学界， 现在会发出这样的声音来，我们就知道里边的一种变化了。
We can see the difference, the change that is happening, when we see such arguments in a scientific world that has been controlled by evolution for so many centuries.
其实隐藏在自然界里边许多的事物是不住在那里说出生命的奥秘的。
We know that there's so many things in the natural world that constantly speaks of the mystery.
那并不是什么。并不是什么很高深的学问。
It is not some deep knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，我们比较熟悉的一些是什么
？What are we familiar with？
现在大概那个季节还没有过，弟兄姊妹还能吃到那个 nectarine。
I think the season is still here, so that you can still eat nectarine.
那弟兄姊妹，你晓得 nectarine 是怎么长出来的吗？
Do you know how nectarines are grown?
它不是一个纯粹的品种的。
It's not a pure breed.
它是跟桃子跟梨子两个不同的植物的生命连接起来的。
It is a hybrid of peach and plum.
但是这两个连接起来呢，是透过一个这样的农业的作业的方法。
But they are, it's a hybrid, and it's an agricultural hybrid breed.
那叫做接枝的方法了。
It's done through a hybrid of through branches.
把桃子的枝把桃子的枝子接在梨子的树根的上面，树干的上面了。
To take the branch of the peach and to plant it on the trunk of the plum tree.
我们如果学过农业或者是学过生物的都晓得在植物上面的一个繁殖的方法叫做借枝法了。
For those of us who studied agriculture, then we will know that this is...
借枝法我都不知道英文该是怎么说。
That it's done through a hybrid breeding method.
那但是标准你就晓得我不是说现在要做出 nectarine， 我只是说从 nectarine 里头，我引出那个接枝的方法。
So from the nectarine, I want to draw out this hybrid branching method.
桃子
，a peach，
它自己要繁殖。
The peach it reproduces itself.
那当然可以用它的核那个种子那个核里那个核来种在地里头，让它长。
Of course, you can take the core of it and plant it in soil, and it'll grow.
但是这个不是最好的方法。
But that's not the best way.
最好的方法是把已经长在树上的枝子把它接过来。
The best way is to take a branch that has already grown on.
有些你就可以在树枝那里把它的皮扒开，然后把那泥巴或是那些呢包在那里，就让它在那里生出根来。
And you can take the branch and then you plant it in the soil and then you wait for the roots to grow.
那它长出根来的时候，你把它就锯掉，就种在地里，就一棵新的树苗。
And then when it has the roots, then you plant it and then it becomes a young tree.
要不然呢，就把一些长的枝子可以弯到地上的，也是在那里把它的皮剥开，把它压在地里头，用泥盖着它，让它在那里又长出根来。
Or you can take the branch that is very long, and you take off the bark and you stick it in the ground.
道理是一样，但是方法不一样。
The theory is the same, although the methods are different.
那它长出来的时候，一个树苗了。
So when it grows, it is already a tree.
那弟兄姊妹们，现在问题来了。
So brothers and sisters, here's the
problem. 你把那个树苗从那个树那棵树上面截下来种下来，明明就是两棵树了。
You've taken the branch and you've grown another tree, and now you have two trees.
弟兄姊妹，你能告诉我
？Brothers and sisters, can you tell me?
谁是爸爸？谁是妈？谁是儿子
？Which one is the father and which one is the son?
你当然说那棵大的树是爸爸，这个小树是儿子。
You may say that the bigger tree is the father and the smaller tree is the son.
但是想深一层。
But think about it more deeply.
究竟他是儿子还是不是儿子
Is that small tree really the son?
从形态上面来说，他好像是儿子。
From the form, it may seem like he is the son.
但实际上呢？
Or it is the son.
实际上呢？
But in reality,
他根本就是那本树上面的一个原来的部分嘛。
It is a part of the original tree.
那你说他是父亲还是儿子？
So then, is it the father or the son?
你说不清楚的。
You cannot explain it clearly.
弟兄姊妹，你看在自然界里边，神是隐藏的很狠，许许多多的事实在这里说明一些属灵的事情的奥妙。
You see that God has hidden many of these things in the natural world to explain the spiritual mysteries.
不但是植物是这样。
Not only plants.
在动物里边也是一样啊。
In the animal world, it's the same.
弟兄姊妹们，知道不知道，在中国南方就很多。那个叫做水蛭吧，那种在水里边活动的，好像蚯蚓，但是不是蚯蚓的那种小动物。
That in the southern part of China, there are these leashes in water.
那弟兄姊妹，那个东西很讨厌的。
This thing is very problematic.
你要是站在水里边去给它一捏上，它就吸你的血的。
If you touch it in water, it'll suck away your blood.
啊，你说哎，这个东西真讨厌。
You say this thing is very troublesome.
它给你捏上，你给它捏上了。
If you just touch it.
哎呀，你要把它抓出来啊，它要很费力才能抓得脱它对你的那个吸住的。
And it sucks onto you, so it's very difficult to take it away.
啊，你就说你这样讨厌的东西。
And you say, what a troublesome creature.
打死它。
I'll just kill it.
怎么打死它呢？
So how do you kill it?
拿刀子来把它砍了两段。
I'll take a knife and cut it in two.
看你还能吸我的血不可以。
And then I'll see whether or not you'll suck on my blood.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你做了一件聪明的事。
Brothers and sisters, don't think you've done something smart.
你其实做了一件很笨的事。
Actually, you've done something very foolish.
你把它砍成两截，它就成了两条。
If you cut it into two, then it becomes two.
它死不了的。
It won't die.
你要它使用别的方法。
If you want it to die, you have to use another way.
你要把它砍断。他死不去的。
If you just cut it in two, it won't die.
只有一条成了两条。
Only it'll become two.
不但是这个东西是这样啊。
Not only is this creature.
蚯蚓我们是很容易看得见的。
Worm is something that's very easy.
我们在亚洲的时候要钓鱼啊，没有这里的那么高级的鱼腻啊。
In Asia, when we want to go fish, we don't have these baits that we have.
我们都是去挖那个蚯蚓来做鱼腻去钓鱼。
Then we would dig up these worms. To go fishing.
那比如说你也知道的。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
蚯蚓你可以把它干死。
That a worm you can dry them to death.
但是你也不能把它砍成几节让它死。
But you cannot cut it to pieces.
你把它砍成几节，它就成了几条。
How many pieces you cut it into? That's how many worms they become.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都是低等动物。
Brothers and sisters, these are a low form of life.
但是在他们的里头却有一个生命力很强的那种现象。
But they have such a strong life in them.
我们这些所谓高等动物啊。
So those of us, when we consider ourselves as high forms of animals.
任何一个地方给你砍断那个肢体。
Any part of our body that we cut.
你可能死掉。
You may die.
但是不死掉也成了残废的。
Even if you don't die, you are
paralyzed. 比不上那些低等动物。
That we cannot even be compared.
人进化进到那个生命力越来越不成。
That as through evolution we become less and less.
但是我又回到要说的那个。
Let me return.
你把那个蚯蚓砍成几段了？它成了几条？
That when you cut the worm, it becomes so many parts. And
你能说出哪一个是爸爸，哪一些是儿子？
Can you say which one is the father and which one is the son?
一点办法都没有。
You cannot.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
生命的奥秘。
The mystery of life.
属灵的奥秘。
The mystery of the spirit.
不是我们的物质的观念可以去完全领会的。
It is not something that we can understand fully in the material world.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our Lord.
他在这里宣告一件事。
He here proclaims.
他的爱子是他所生的。
That his beloved son is born of him.
他的爱子就是他自己的显出。
That his beloved son is the representation of himself.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
我不再多说这个了。
I will not go.
其实引起我说这个话呢。
But what brought me to say?
乃是因为最近这几年不是那个干细胞的那个研究是很火热吗？
What brought me to say this is that in recent years there's a very hot topic around stem cells.
当那个干细胞那个研究的那个起来的时候。
When the discussion of stem cells started to arise.
好些弟兄姊妹们心里面有点不大平安。
Many brothers and sisters did not feel peace.
一些不信神的人呢，他们来在那里也振振有词。
And those who don't believe in God had a very strong argument.
但是把这个研究就把那个神创造生命的这个事情打掉了。
They said that the stem cell research can overturn the idea that God created the world.
但弟兄姊妹们没有这样的事。
Brothers and sisters, that's not so.
干细胞的那个研究只是在那里肯定生命传生命的这个东西。
The stem cell research only confirms that life can only come from life.
但是生命从哪里来呢？
But where does life come from?
这个是干细胞的解决不了的问题。
That is something that stem cell cannot resolve.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
一个这样的一个事情。
Because of this.
就给我们引到神替他爱子来说明他是怎样的一位爱子。
It brings us to how God explains who is His beloved Son.
我们接下去就看到了。
If we continue, we will see.
说到这位爱子，他是万有的创造者。
When it says this beloved Son, He is the creator of all things.
他不单是创造者，他并且这是万有的源头。
Not only is He the creator, He is the origin.
那弟兄姊妹在哪里你特别的注意到呢？
If you pay attention, you will see.
那他说，爱子实际上不能看见这神的像是首生的，在一切被造之前，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主事的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
First it says, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creations. For by Him all things were created, both in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him.
这段话非常完整的把整个万有的来历和目的给我们指出来。
This verse very comprehensively explained the origin and the purpose of all creations.
那听说我们读希伯来书的时候
，When we read Hebrews，
我们是看到神对新耶路撒冷有一个怎样的安排
？We see what kind of plan God has for the New Jerusalem.
他说新耶路撒冷城是亚伯拉罕所仰望的那个城。
He said that the New Jerusalem is the city that Abraham looked to.
是神所经营，神所建造的。
That it is governed and built by God.
但是是不是只是新耶路撒冷是神的经营和神的建造呢？
That, but is New Jerusalem the only thing that God has governed and built?
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
神用着新耶路撒冷的整个过程给我们看到。整个万有都是在这个原则的里边给带出来的。
We thank our God because through New Jerusalem, He showed us that all things come about in the same principle.
什么叫做神经营、神建造呢
？What does it mean to be governed and built by God?
我们可以说是就是神的设计。
We can say that it's designed by God.
就是神的安排。
It is God's plan.
也就是神自己的做成。
And also it is the work of God.
更是神的继续在那里维持。
And also it is sustained by God.
用着当我们接触那个万有的这个事实的时候。
When we touch on the reality of all things.
不单是那个来源我们要留意。
Not only do we have to pay attention to the source.
我们同时也留意到神的话也是这样给我们指出来，在整个万有的运作的里边是有一个自然的规律在那里的。
God's words also showed us that in the movement of all things, there's also a pattern.
那这个自然的规律，那谁在那设置是这样的呢？
That natural pattern, who designed it?
你说这有什么了不起呢？
You say, what's so great about this?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们如果是学科学的人，你会更多的了解。我不是学科学的人，我不太了解。
If you are a scientist, you may understand more. I am not one.
但是我看一些研究科学的人，他们所谈话的里边，我们能稍微领会的一点点。
But if we listen to those people who study science, then we will understand a little bit.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们这一代的人啊，从小就一直到现在，一直听到人要跑到火星去，人要跑到那个土星去，人要跑到太空任何一个地方去。
That in our life for this generation of people, we always hear about men going to the outer space, going on to Mars, going to Jupiter.
那去那里干什么呢？
But you go there to do what?
如果从经济的观点来说，一点都说不出什么理由来。
From an economic point of view, there is no reason to go.
但是既然说不出什么有经济的效益，那跑到那里干什么呢？
There's no economic benefit to go there.
没有，别的我们不知道，但是有一件事情我们知道，他们要证明外太空里边也有生物。
But we don't know others, but we know one thing, that they want to prove that there is life in the outer planets.
但是接连下来人去也好，那个太空书去也好，带回来的那些资料，没有生物就是没有生物。
Whether it is men going there or we send spacecrafts that go there, whatever material evidence that they bring back, there is no life.
一次在火星上好像发现有点曾经有过水的那样的痕迹在那里，后人就高兴得不得了，既然有水，到底曾经一定有过生物。
At one point, people brought back evidence that there might have been water, and people were thrilled to say that if there was water, then there might have been life.
但是没有就是没有。
But there isn't. And there
你说为什么没有呢？
And you say, why isn't there any life?
人认识就是说，有水就可以带出那个生命。
From humans' intelligence, if there's water, then it can bring forth life.
但是没有就是没有。
But if there isn't, there isn't.
你说为什么呢？
You say why?
为什么只有地球有呢？
Why is it only Earth?
因为你在那里就看到一个神的安排。
You see an arrangement, a plan of God.
那最简单的就是。
The most simple way is.
如果在地球，我环绕着地球的上层，那个空气的成分稍微有一点点的变动的话。
If the atmosphere of the Earth has a little bit of change,
我的意思就是说，如果那个氧气跟氮气的那个比例稍微有点变动的话，
If the composition between the oxygen and the hydrogen has a little bit of change,
弟兄姊妹，你跟我都活不了。
Then you and I can all
neither one of us can live. 什么生物都活不了。
Then no life can exist.
但是在地球里面就是有那么一个安排在哪里。
But in the earth, on earth, there is that arrangement.
这一个安排是适合各种各样的动物、植物来生存的。
And that arrangement allows all kinds of animals and plants to live.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
我们从神的创造的里边很清楚看到神的设计在这里。
Through God's creation, we clearly see His design.
不但是神的设计在这里。
Not only do we see
神的经营也在这里。
We also see his governance.
如果不是神维持着这个自然的规律的，那个不改变。
If it is not God who is sustaining this natural pattern,
地也不会有人的。
Then earth also won't have men.
也不会有动物植物的。
And won't have animals or plants.
但是我们呢，感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
他给我们看见。
He shows
神在这个地有一个目的。
That God has a purpose.
神在这个地有一个安排。
That God has a plan on earth.
神在这个地就做了这样的一些事情。
That God on earth has done this work.
给我们很明确的看到。
That clearly shows us.
一切被造的物都是在这一位智慧有能力的神的 设计安排经营的里边存留下来。
That all creation survive because of the plan and the governance of this intelligent God.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们碰到这样的一个事情，我们了解到这一件事情的时候
，When we understand this，
我们就了解到真言书上面说到我们的主耶稣。
Then we know that in Proverbs, when it talks about our Jesus,
说到我们的主耶稣什么呢
？What does it say about our Jesus？
说到那是在第八章了。
That in chapter 8，
那就说到在创造的时候，他就是那一位工程师。
Then it talks about at the moment of creation, he is that designer.
是这一位神的儿子做那个工程师，就把整个的那个宇宙来安定下来。
That the Son of God, He was the designer at the beginning who set the world as it is.
所以归纳起来一句话就是说，这一位神的爱子，他是万有的创始。
So to summarize, this beloved Son of God, He is the creator, He is the beginning of all things.
万有的存留乃是因着他而有。
That all things survive because of Him.
他在那里做这个设计。
That He was there to do the design.
他在那里安排这个事情。
He was there to plan and to do.
他也做成这样的一件事情。
And he has accomplished this.
并且他也维持着这个整个的运作。
And he also sustains the entire movement.
弟兄姊妹，当我们了解了这样的一个事实的时候，
When we understand this fact,
你留意哥罗西书怎么来对神的儿子是那个万有的源头来做出一个非常明确的。
You will see in Colossians how God clearly demonstrates that the beloved Son is the beginning of all things.
那十六节就说万有是靠他造的。
Verse 16 says that all things were created through him.
然后是十六节的下半那里，一概都是借着他造的。
That all things were created through him.
再接上去就是又是为他造的。
And then it says were all created for him.
那在中文圣经里边你就看到这三件事。
In the Chinese text, you see these three things.
一个是靠他造的。
One is created
in him.
In him.
第二个呢是借着他造的。
The second is created through him.
第三个呢是为他造的。
And the third is created for him.
弟兄姊妹们，这三件事情是非常非常明确又清楚的，说明这一位神的爱子在创造里头的那一个地位。
These three things are very clear. It explains the position of the beloved Son, his status in creation.
那头一个说到是靠他造的。
The first one says that it was created in him.
这个靠他造的是在他里面造成的。
That is to say those things were created in him.
设计造成。
To design, to create.
是他来执行的。
It was executed by him.
说弟兄姊妹，现在科学界里面当发现了那个智慧的设计有根据的。
So now, brothers and sisters, in the scientific world, they discover intelligent design. There is evidence and basis.
你想那些研究科学的人，你要他在那个物质眼见的事物以外去肯定一个智慧，那是非常困难的事情。
For scientists, in order to admit that an evidence for intelligence outside of what their eyes can see is very difficult.
但是现在许多的事情发现出来的时候，让他们好像被迫的不能不去考虑。是不是真的有一个智慧的设计
？But when many things are being unearthed, it is as if they are forced to admit, is there an intelligent design?
他们可以在那里困扰。
They can be troubled.
但是感谢主，就我们这些认识神的人，神已经告诉我们说，就是在他里边造成这一切。
But they can be troubled. But for those of us who know God, we know that it is all things were created in Him.
然后你看到借着他来造的。
And then it says created through Him.
什么叫做借着他来造呢？
What does it mean to be created through Him?
那就是他的执行。
And that is his execution.
他不但是在那里设计,
not only did he
design, 他不但是在那里安排,
not only did he
plan, 并且他也在那里执行,
he executed.
那他, 因着他的执行,
because of his execution,
这个万有就存留了,
then all things are sustained.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
不但是如此,
not only that,
神再清楚地说出一个目的,
then God clearly says a purpose.
这一切的创造的万物乃是为着显明他的。
That all this creation were created to manifest him, for him.
为着他的。
It was for him.
你说你看到这个万物，你就看到这位创造的主。
When you see all things, then you see this God who created all things.
你从万物的里面，你就认识这位，这一位创造者的智慧和能力。
And through all things, you see the intelligence and power of the Creator.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
因为时间的关系，我不能说的太多了，因为底下还有一些要说。
Because of time, I cannot say much more.
那我们读以弗所书的时候，
when we read Ephesians,
我们不是读到神的永远的计划的里边有一个最高点吗？
Did we not read the highest point of God's will?
那个最高点是什么呢？
What is the highest point?
到了时候，要叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
It says that when time comes, all things will be united in him.
为什么是要在基督里同归于一呢？
Why do we say that all things will be united in him?
万有的源头是基督。
The source of all things is Christ.
那自然的万有的结局也就是基督。
And then naturally, the ending of all things will also be Christ.
万有是从基督那里出来。
All things come from Christ.
所以万有也回到基督那里去。
And all things will return to Christ.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他的话说得很清楚。
His words are so
clear. 万有是在他里面造的。
All things were created in him.
万有的存留是借着他来执行的。
And this is all things are sustained through him.
并且万有存留的那个目的是为了他的。
And the purpose for sustaining all things 显明他的。It is to reveal him.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意到这件事了。
So brothers and sisters, you see this.
圣灵在这里非常明确的去肯定神的儿子是一切的起源，也是一切的结局。
So the Holy Spirit here ascertains that the Son of God is the beginning and the end of all things.
所以人要寻找那个属天的那个事物。
That if men want to seek this heavenly thing,
你必须要来到这位神的儿子那里，你去认识他。
Then you have to come before this beloved Son.
你不认识他，你根本就没有条件去领会属天的事情。
If you do not know him, then you will not be able to understand heavenly things.
没有可能去领会这些万有的起头和那个结束。
It's impossible to understand the origin and the end of all things.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
出于他，也归于他。
That it all comes from him and it all ends in him.
因为他是创造。
Because he is the creator.
并且他是创始成终。
And he is the beginning and the end.
对我们的信心来说，固然是创始成终。
And he is the beginning and the end of our faith.
对整个的万有来说，他也是创始成终。
And for all things, he is also the beginning and the end.
然后接下去。
And then,
弟兄姊妹，你留意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我浓缩一点来说。
I will say this a little bit.
接下去就说什么呢？
And then what does it say?
说到教会的元首。
He says that he is the head of the church.
大范围来说，他是万有的元首。
And broadly, he is the head of all things.
现在缩小一个范围来说，说到教会。
And then we shrink it to say the church.
他是教会的元首。
He is the head of the
在这两个部分
in these two parts,
头一个部分说到创造
the first part talks about the creation,
接下来的部分说到救赎
and then it talks about salvation.
人如果没有堕落的话就不需要救赎
if men had not fallen then we don't need salvation.
但是人堕落也就成了一个事实
but men's fallen is a fact.
说人必须要有得到救赎
so therefore men must be saved.
那救赎怎么来的呢？
So how does salvation come about?
那就带我们去留意到这个教会的元首的事实
Then he brings us to the attention of the head of the church.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们读哥罗西以弗所书的时候，我们知道了教会是他的身体。
When we read Ephesians, we know that the church is his body.
基督是教会的元首。
And that Christ is the head of church.
他凭什么做元首？
What does he have to be the head of church?
这就是一个关键的地方。
That is a key.
他能做教会的元首。
He can be the head of church.
因为他成就了救赎。
Because he fulfilled salvation.
他把堕落的亚当的族类挽回过来。
He redeemed the fallen descendants of Adam.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这是基督做教会的元首的那个依据。
That is the base for which Christ is the head of church.
但是救赎是怎么做成的呢？
But how was salvation completed?
救赎是借着神儿子的死而复活来造成的。
Salvation is accomplished through the resurrection of the Son of God.
但是哥罗西书是非常非常着重的，把我们带到那一位复活的主的跟前。
Colossians very much emphasizes to bring us before this resurrected
Christ. 非常突出在这里，说到这一位神的爱子，他是首先从死里复活的。
And Colossians truly emphasizes that this Son of God, He is the first among the dead.
弟兄姊妹们注意这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
复活的主。
He is the resurrected God.
没有复活的主就没有救赎的。
Without the resurrected God, there is no salvation.
许多时候我们看到近代的人传福音。
We see that in recent ages, when people preach the gospel,
他们传的好像是纯正的福音。
It is as if they are preaching the pure gospel.
但实际上面是好像并不完全的福音。
But then the gospel doesn't seem to be complete.
啊，他们说你要信耶稣啊。
He said you have to believe in Jesus.
因为他爱你啊。
Because he loves you.
他为你死在十字架上啊。
He died for you on the cross.
你不接受他做你的救主。
How can you not
你就永远是灭亡了。
Then you will be
有没有错呢？
You,
事实是这样。
That's true.
但是以福音的本身来说，这个是不完整。
But the essence of the gospel that is not complete.
而一个完整的福音是不能缺少那个复活的。
A complete gospel cannot lack the resurrection.
没有复活。
Without the resurrection.
主的死。
Then God's death.
与我有什么关系呢？
The death of the Lord, how is that connected to us?
天天不少人死。
Every day people die.
那死掉的人就死掉了。
And you die, you die.
跟你有什么关系呢？
What's the relationship?
没关系的。
There is no relationship.
因为他是他，你是你。
Because he is he and you are you.
啊，但是你说他为你死啊。
But he said he died for you.
如果他为我死，死了就死了，那又有什么意思呢？
If he died for me and then he just died, then how is that connected to me?
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他不但是死了。
Not only did he
他又活了。
Then he resurrected.
这一个活就是一个非常重要的事实。
This resurrection is a very important fact.
特别在这里说到，在属灵的领域里边，他是首先复活的。
In a spiritual world, it really emphasizes, it's important to note here, he's the firstborn from the dead.
哥林多那前书里说就是这个初熟的果子。
In the first Corinthians, it says it's the firstborn of the fruit.
弟兄姊妹们都知道。
Brothers and sisters all know.
一棵树。
A tree.
它长出果子来了。
And when it bears fruit.
那个果子有先后的成熟的时间。
The fruit, some are ripe earlier than others.
但是你不必管它成熟的 是早还是晚。
But you don't have to care whether it ripened early or late.
你能发觉一个事实。
You will find a fact.
头一个成熟的果子是怎样。
The first fruit.
其与跟着成熟的果子也是一个模样。
How is the first fruit? The other ones that follow will be the same.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他是首先从死里复活的。
He is the first to resurrect.
那神救恩是叫我们这些人也能进入这个死而复活的那个恩典的里边的。
Salvation is so that all of us can also enter into the grace of resurrection.
是我们的主是怎样复活？
How our Lord resurrected.
我们也有一天要像他一样的复活。
And then one day we will resurrect just like him.
所以复活是完成救赎的那一个唯一的方法。
Therefore, resurrection is the only way to complete salvation.
所以这一位神的儿子，他是死而复活的主。
The Son of God, He is the resurrected God.
他不单是一位死掉的神的儿子。
He is not only the Son who died.
他也是从死里复活过来的神的儿子。
He is also the resurrected Son of God.
啊，这件事情就很重要了。
This is a very important thing.
为什么呢
？Why?
弟兄姊妹，你晓得，在这个地上面最大的权势是什么
？Brothers and sisters, do you know what is the biggest?
Authority.
Oh, what is the what is the greatest power in this world?
弟兄姊妹们，你没有办法选出一个人，说他是最高的那个权力。
You cannot choose one person to say that he has the highest authority.
因为你看到，不管那个人多伟大，他都要在这一个死亡的前面低头的。
Because no matter how great this person is, he has to bow before death.
所以你很清楚的看见，死亡是那个最大的那个在地上的那个权力。
So therefore, you see that death is the greatest authority on earth.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们的诗歌本上好像有一首诗歌。
We have a hymn in our hymn book.
他说千千年来只见人去不见人回。
He said that for thousands of years we only see people go, we don't see them come back.
这是事实。
That is a fact.
我们的祖宗去了就去了。
Our ancestors went and they left.
等到有一天我们去了，我们也就是去了。
And then one day we will go as well.
你没有看见一个去了的人回来。
You've never seen a person who died come back. But thank our Lord.
他去了。
He went.
他回来了。
Then he came back.
他头一个从死里复活了。
He was the firstborn of the dead.
这就成了那个救赎的最重要的那个根据。
That became the strongest base for salvation.
因为这个复活就印证了主的死的那个功用。
Because that resurrection provided evidence for his death.
也在那里说出这一个死的果，这一个主的死的那个果效。
And then it also speaks to the result of the effect of his death.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise
him. 因为他儿子的复活。
Because of the resurrection of his son.
他就让他儿子显明一个权柄和能力。
He, through his son, showed an authority.
是超越过了在世上最大的那个权力的限制。
And that exceeds the greatest authority.
那因此弟兄姊妹你就看到这里就说出了。
So here it says.
因着这一个复活。
Because of this resurrection.
神就把他放在万有之上做元首。
God has placed him above all things to be the head.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿子在万有以上，神把放在那里做元首。
God has placed his son above all things in the first place.
如果按照那个实际来说啊。
According to the truth,
他是创造的主，他已经有这个条件。
Then he is the creator. Then he already has that.
他已经有这个资格。
He's already qualified.
但是神不用着创造的那一个事实来显明他在万有之上做元首。
But God doesn't use the creation as the base for placing him above.
神用着他创造的那个事实。
God uses the fact of creation.
再加上他复活的这一个事实。
And then plus the fact of resurrection.
神就说他就在万有以上做元首。
Then God says that he is above all things and he is the head.
因为光是创造的元首。
Because only it as the head of creation.
还得要对付，要面对那个死亡的权势。
He still has to face the authority of death.
但是一加上复活的这一个事实。
But once you add the fact of resurrection,
连死亡也给他废掉了。
Then he has.
所以神把他放在万有之上做元首。
So therefore, God placed him above all things to be the head.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise
our Lord. 复活不单是叫我们得着一个完整的那个救赎。
Resurrection is not only so that we can.
让我们和神的关系有一个正常的调整。
So that we can have the right adjustment to our relationship with God.
更宝贝的。
But more preciously,
是把一个生命的指望，永远的指望，也放在我们的面前。
It has placed in front of us the hope, the eternal hope of life.
不是只是一个永远的指望。
Not only is it an eternal hope.
并且做一个指望呢。
Because of that hope.
你留意。
Pay attention.
是我们这些人被带到神的面前。
It is that all of us are brought before God.
成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
To be holy and blameless.
毫无无可责备。
Beyond reproach.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这一个就是非常非常高又大的恩典。
That is a great and immense.
我们被带到神的面前。
We have been brought before God.
成了圣洁，没有瑕疵。
We are presented before Him, holy and blameless, and beyond reproach.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们承认。
We admit.
我们现在不是这个样。
We are not like that.
但是我们是享用这个恩典。
But we enjoy this grace.
弟兄姊妹领会吗？
Do you understand?
主的话不是很清楚在那里给我们说。
The Lord's words are so clear here.
非圣洁没有人能见主。
That if one is not holy, you cannot see God.
那现在我们能不能见主呢？
Then can we see the Lord now?
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
我们不但能见主。
Not only can we see the Lord.
我们变成能和这位主有交通。
We can have fellowship with the Lord.
不管我们在什么地上。
No matter where we are.
你闭上眼睛也好。
Whether you close your eyes,
你不闭上眼睛也好，
or you open your eyes,
你心里一动，
if your heart moves,
天上的宝座就连接起来了，
then it's connected to the throne in heaven.
但就是你不是说非圣洁不没有人能到他的面见他的面吗？
But didn't we say that if you are not holy, then
你怎么可以跟神有交通呢？
How can you have fellowship with God?
你怎么可以跟神连接起来呢？
How can you connect with God?
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank and praise our Lord.
因为我们在爱子的国里。
Because we're in the kingdom of the beloved Son.
因为我们在爱子的里面。
Because we're in the beloved
Son. 因为这位复活的主。
Because this resurrected Lord.
把这样的一个荣耀的恩典给了我们。
Has given us this glorious grace.
所以保罗在这里这一段话的结束的时候他怎么说的？
So then at the end of these words, what does Paul say?
他说我劝你们。
He said, I
在神面前的信心要坚稳稳固坚定不移，不要被引动失去福音的盼望。
He said you have to continue in the faith firmly established and steadfast and not move away from the hope of the gospel.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
在创造里头我们看到三个在这我们看到三个记住，就除了创造的那三样靠他借他为他这三样以外，
that we see that in addition to the creation in him through him and by him，
在这里提到复活的主的时候就提到三个借助。
Here when the scripture talks about the resurrected Lord, it also talks about three.
你把它找出来了，我不说了。
If you can find these three through,
你看到这三个借助就是把整个的救赎做成了。
You see through these three throughs, it completes the salvation.
感谢赞美我们的神。
Thank and praise.
保罗在末了，在这段话的末了的时候就说。
At the end of these words,
你们要坚固。
You have to be steadfast.
你们要坚定不移。
You have to be established.
不要失去在信心福音里头的盼望。
Do not move away from the hope of the gospel.
你要看到这一位神的爱子所做成的救赎的时候。
When you see the salvation that has been completed.
那是摩西的律法所不能比较的。
It cannot be compared to the
law of Moses. 那是人的些学的思想不能比较的。
It cannot be compared to the philosophy.
所以不要再拿人的东西来跟神所做的来做比较。
So therefore, no, do not take the work of men to compare.
认定这一位神的儿子耶稣基督。
To ascertain this God, this beloved Son.
只有他。
Only him.
他是唯一把人带到神面前，恢复与神和好的那个依据。
He is the only one, the only person who can bring men before God to be reconciled with God.
因此我们这是蒙救赎的人，要坚定不移的，要持定基督，也高举基督。
So therefore, though we have to ascertain him and uphold him.
让神在我们身上所要做的，做成在我们身上。
So that God can complete what He wants to do on us.
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
神让我们看见为什么只能是他的儿子。
God has shown us why is it that it is only His
Son. 为什么除他以外别无拯救。
Why is it that outside of Him there is no salvation?
为什么只有他把我们 引到神的面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备。
Why is it that only He can present us before God holy, blameless, and beyond reproach?
实在只有神的儿子。
It is only, truly, only His Son.
我们多少次唱那首诗歌，唯独耶稣，唯独耶稣。
How many times have we sung that song, Only Jesus?
哥罗西书就告诉我们，真的是唯独耶稣。
Colossians tells us that truly it is only Jesus.
在神的儿子以外没有路。
That outside of the Son of God, there is no way.
在神儿子以外，人和神的关系没有任何的方法可以调整。
That outside of His Son, there is no way to adjust the relationship between man and God.
只有在神儿子的里边，神所有的一切如何赏给他的儿子，也同样赏给在他儿子里边的人。
Only inside the Son of God, whatever God has given to His Son, it has also been given to those who are in His Son.
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
我们都将祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我但愿你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，让我们去更多的认识你的自己。
Lord, pray that through the Holy Spirit that gives wisdom and revelation, you will allow us to know you more.
主，我们承认许多关于你的所事和所做的事，我们不是不知道，但是我们只是知道了片片段段、点点滴滴。
Lord, we admit that it is not that we don't know the things about who you are and what you have done, but what we know is so incomplete.
但是我们感谢你，因为你乐意向我们启示你的自己。
But we thank you because you are pleased to reveal yourself to us.
所以我们求主给我们一个更深的爱慕。
So therefore, we ask that you give us a deeper desire.
把我们吸引到你的面前，让我们可以面对面的去认识你。
To attract us before you so that we may get to know you face to face.
去经历你。
To experience you.
在你以外真的是无所求。
That outside of you, we ask of nothing.
主，怜悯恩待我们。
Lord, have mercy and be gracious to us.
把我们带到完全合你心意的地步。
Bring us to a state that is completely according to your will.
我们仰望你，把你的旨意做成在我们的身上。
We look to you to complete your will on us.
荣耀归给你。
May glory be unto you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.